Let's bring in Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. His project is on Netflix. Everyone's raving about it. I've got it booked to watch this weekend. Our producers have watched it. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are the reviews so far, the feedback you're getting on Killer Inside, the mind of Aaron Hernandez? Are you happy with the project? And I assume you're getting positive reviews.
Yeah, we are. People seem to be engrossed in it. I won't say enjoying it. It's not an uplifting story, but they seem to be binge watching it, and I don't know, staying up. What'd your producers say?
My producers loved it, and they said the first thing that jumped out to them, they were amazed by the loyalty of the people around Aaron Hernandez and his clique, his friends that were close to him. Did that surprise you, or was that one of your takeaways as well of how loyal they were to him?
Yeah, I mean, I covered this story I covered Aaron back at Florida and at the Patriots, but then when he was accused of the Odin Lloyd murder, I covered this story. So it's a long process, I mean, of years, but there's no question that his fiance, Shayana Jenkins, was incredibly loyal to Aaron, particularly considering Odin Lloyd, one of the men he was convicted of murdering, was her sister's boyfriend. And she basically chose Aaron over her sister at the time by siding with Aaron in that. So there's that. There's also a cousin named Tanya Singleton of Aaron's who stashed a murder car that was used in a double homicide in Boston in a garage for a year, and then was accused of helping two of his accomplices get away in the Odin Lloyd murder. I know this is a little hard if you haven't seen the thing. There's a lot going on in Aaron Hernandez's life. And she even had, she refused to testify or talk to the police at all and actually took a contempt charge and went to jail despite suffering from cancer at the time and having two young kids, and she ended up, they let her out of jail, but it ruined her treatment, and she ends up passing away. So those two alone were incredibly loyal. It's a story about football, but it's a story about crime, but it's a story about betrayal and loyalty. It's a story about family. There's a lot going on, and the challenge was to try to present the whole thing, as fairly and accurately, and not just go with crazy rumors, and then do it in a manner that, you know, we don't want to excuse Aaron Hernandez's behavior. Aaron Hernandez made these decisions that ruined a lot of lives, but explain them. And I think that was really the challenge, and I feel pretty good that was what got across.
Did you get some feedback or some information from guys who played with Hernandez that refused to be interviewed, that did not want to be part of the project, but did give you some information off the record or behind the scenes?
Yeah, through the years I talked to, former teammates of his. You know, a lot of them just didn't know what he was doing. I think
he kept it from his feet. He kept it from his teammates. That good, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, like Tim Tebow even said when he was in Florida, he would, almost every day would go over to the Children's Hospital or something like that. He says probably Aaron went more with me than any other person. But, things like that. I think there were people with, and if you watch, there are some of his friends and different people were nervous about what Aaron was doing. But I think what you go, God, this guy needs to maybe relax, right? And he's pushing it a little hard. But I think what you would expect with that is, the common things that a young pro athlete, every day your update will do. There was a DUI or there was a fight at a bar, stuff like that. Not, he's involved in a double homicide. Like it's so, what Hernandez's behavior was so beyond what anyone could have possibly imagined that he absolutely kept that. He kept so many different parts of his life secret from other parts of his life. He was a real chameleon. And so, yeah, you talk to players and I knew him, but he didn't hang out a ton with the players. He also was only with the Patriots for 3 years. He's at Florida for 3 years, he's Patriots for 3 years. He was 23 years old when he went into went into jail, was arrested. So very, very, pretty brief career. And, you know, I certainly don't, nobody knew about the extent of what he was up to in any way. I don't think that's a fair criticism of like a player or something like that. You just would never suspect that level of trouble.
Dan Wetzel with us. It's Killer Inside, the Mind of Aaron Hernandez, streaming now on Netflix, and really amazing reviews, and it's on my to-watch list either tonight or tomorrow morning. Before you go, Dan, I've only got, because of the clock, about 60 seconds here. How much of this goes back to his family? Do you get into that in the documentary, his relationship with his mom and his dad?
You know, I think it's a perfect cocktail that created Aaron Hernandez. I think it could be a little bit of anything. CTE, you know, being able to get away with things as a football star, just, you know, any number of things. And I think one of those includes, you know, kind of a difficult childhood, a difficult family dynamic, including the death of his father at 16. That really, his dad could be a tough guy, but he also was a very disciplined, put a lot of discipline down on his kids. And lost that structure. So I think there's any number of things. That's certainly one of them that we explore in the family dynamic.
All right. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo. He's a friend of the show. And this is just a fantastic project. Make sure you go watch it this weekend. Dan, thank you for being with us, man. And good luck for the rest of your phone tour today, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports there.